Captain's log, stardate 416-36.9. As feared, our examination of the 7-year overdue Federation freighter Odin, disabled by an asteroid collision, revealed no life signs. However, 3 escape pods were missing, suggesting the possibility of survivors.
Ready to begin orbit of Angel 1, Captain.
Make it so, Mr. LaForge. What kind of place is this, Data?
Angel 1 is a Class M planet, sir, supporting carbon-based flora and fauna, sparsely populated with intelligent life forms. It is similar in technological development to mid-20th century Earth.
Kind of like being marooned at home.
Assuming any of the survivors made it this far. Admittedly, it is the closest planet to the Odin. To travel the distance we did in 2 days at Warp 1 would have taken the Odin escape pod 5 months.
5 months, 6 days, 11 hours, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Data.
And 57 seconds.
Captain, we're receiving an audio signal from Angel 1.
Now, Starfleet are adamant that we maintain excellent diplomatic relations with this planet. Mr. Data, is there any other pertinent information before we reply?
Angel 1 has evolved into a constitutional oligarchy. It is governed by a parliamentary body consisting of 6 elected mistresses and headed by a female they refer to as the Elected One.
It sounds like my own planet.
Klingons appreciate strong women.
How current is this information, Mr. Data?
A Federation vessel last visited this planet 62 years ago, Captain.
Counselor, as this is a female-dominated society, you might wish to make the initial contact.
Thank you, sir.
Open hailing frequencies.
Hailing frequencies open, sir. This is Counselor Deanna Troi from the USS Enterprise.
I am Beata, the Elected One. How may we assist you, Counselor?
The Federation has neglected to visit your planet for far too long. With your permission, we would like to correct that oversight.
We feel in no way neglected, Counselor. A diplomatic courtesy call is neither expected nor required.
We also come in search of possible survivors from one of our freighters.
A brief visit will be tolerated.
They've broken off transmission.
Ever feel like you're not really wanted?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Our ski instructor has a schedule for the Danubian Alps, sir.
I'll save us some deep powder.
No problem, sir. The holodecks have all you'd ever need.
The away team's ready, sir.
Angel 1's strategic importance in this quadrant may become vital. Starfleet's hope is that one day this world may become part of the Federation.
We'll do our best to make a good impression, Captain.
Energize. Captain's log supplemental. Our away team has beamed down to an unusual matriarchal society where the female is as aggressively dominant as the male gender was on Earth hundreds of years ago. Here, the female is the hunter, the soldier, larger and stronger than the male. An arrangement considered most sensible and natural.
I am Beata, the elected one of Angel One. Representatives of the Starfleet Enterprise, do you wish to petition?
We do. We have reason to hope that survivors from a damaged Federation freighter may be marooned on your planet. We are seeking to learn if this is so.
Even a world as remote as Angel One has heard of Starfleet. Searching the galaxy for survivors seems a petty task for one of their mighty vessels.
We don't consider even one survivor petty.
Is this man implying that we put a lesser value on life than you do?
Not at all. Our discovery of the freighter was unexpected. We have a duty to investigate.
I see. And if you find any survivors, what then?
We would take them with us and see that they were reunited with their families.
Oh, we'd take these strangers at their word?
Good question.
What reason could we possibly have to deceive you?
Another good question.
Are there survivors from the freighter Odin on your planet?
I'm not prepared to answer. Yet.
See to their comforts.
What's going on?
You will remain here until summoned.
Is this area secure? Can we talk?
Yes. Tricorder doesn't show any listening devices or anything else of a threatening nature.
Good. Troy.
There was much fear in that room.
Paranoia, I'd say. But of what?
I cannot say. But their fear was not focused. I sense they were all not concerned for the same reason. Undoubtedly, there are survivors from the Odin on this planet.
I agree. Otherwise, why would they be so circumspect?
As Mistress Beata is so fond of saying, good question.
What do we do if they deny the existence of survivors?
Let's not look for problems.
I want all departments to prepare for a warp 6 trip into the neutral zone as soon as the away team completes its mission.
Trouble, Captain?
Insurance? Romulan battle cruisers have been detected near one of our border posts. They've requested our assistance as soon as... Report, Mr. Crusher.
We finished our ski lesson, sir. And it kind of just happened.
On the Enterprise, Mr. Crusher, nothing just happens. What does that smell?
Yes. Slightly reminiscent of night-blooming Throgni, Captain. From home. Quite stimulating, wouldn't you say?
No.
I don't smell anything. A little congested. The snow.
Don't let this just happen again, Mr. Crusher.
Yes, sir.
Interesting. An alcohol-based synthetic artificially reproducing a floral scent.
It's called perfume data.
The purpose of which is...
Certain cultures consider perfume an aphrodisiac.
I'm unfamiliar with that term.
An aphrodisiac is something used to stimulate or enhance sexual pleasure.
How does stimulation of the olfactory nerves affect the enjoyment of sex?
The elected one will see you now.
You claim you intend to remove these survivors from our world. Are you prepared to give your solemn word on that?
We are.
You should know that the vote was not unanimous. Some of those among us are suspicious. Yet the majority feel we have no choice but to trust you.
We don't understand the source of your misgivings, Mistress, but we appreciate your faith in us.
Make certain that faith is not misplaced. There are four survivors from the ship you call Odin. All male. Their leader is a man who calls himself Ramsay.
If you'll deliver these men to us, we'll have them off your planet immediately.
If they were mine to deliver, I would do it without hesitation. Unfortunately, their hiding place has long eluded us.
Hiding place? Why are they in hiding?
Because they're fugitives on Angel One. And the quicker we get rid of them, the better. When these men came to us 7 years ago, they accepted our hospitality quickly enough. But they gradually became restive. Started making unreasonable demands. Went against the natural order.
Using the technology of the Enterprise, we might be able to find these men.
I assumed as much. But be warned, Counselor. These men are dangerous.
Got him.
Wesley and one of his friends have contracted some form of respiratory ailment.
A respiratory ailment? Is it contained?
I hope so. I've isolated the 12 students who were on the Quazulu 8 field trip.
How contagious is it?
Still running tests. The key is to figure out how the virus is transmitted. So far, I've been able to rule out person-to-person contact.
Well, keep with it, Doctor. Starfleet has very important business for us as soon as the away team returns. Don't fancy the idea of my crew being infected.
Data, what's the best way to go about finding Ramsay and the other survivors?
If we can isolate something unique to the Odin survivors, perhaps an element not otherwise found on Angel One, we can utilize the Enterprise scanners.
Mr. Data will need access to your library.
Our library is far too sophisticated for a man to comprehend.
I am an android, Mistress. Though anatomically, I am a male.
An amusing notion. Maybe you could teach our males a thing or two. Trent, see to the android's needs.
To Captain Picard.
Go ahead, Lieutenant.
The away team requests that we scan the planet's surface for traces of platinum.
Have Mr. LaForge break fixed orbit and initiate a search pattern.
Aye, Captain. Geordi?
Search pattern initiated now.
This was delivered for you.
Good. It's for my meeting with Beata.
You're not going to wear that.
Of course. Part of this mission is diplomatic. I have requested an audience with the head of state, and I will honor her by wearing indigenous apparel. Oh,
I don't believe this. You're going to put that thing on and parade around like one of them?
Why, what is this attitude? On Kibatris, I had to wear furs to meet with the leadership council, and at Armis 9, I wore feathers. This objection doesn't have anything to do with the fact that Beata is a woman, and an attractive one, does it?
This is quite unnecessary, Doctor. I'm fine.
You're infected with the virus, Captain. In my opinion, you are no longer physically able to effectively command this vessel.
That is ridiculous, Doctor. I have an away team down there in less than friendly territory, and in addition, I have an appointment with several Romulan battle crews.
You have an appointment in your cabin, Captain, with your bed.
Is that an order, Doctor?
Yes.
I think I may sneeze.
A Klingon sneeze?
Only kind I know.
Lieutenant LaForge, you have command until further notice. Please, make the proper ship's log entries.
Aye, sir.
Scanners indicate a platinum trace. Should I notify the away team?
Make it so.
What do you think?
Well, I gotta say, it's kind of sexy.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Actually, it feels quite comfortable.
How handsome you look.
Thank you. The Enterprise reports a possible location for Mr. Ramsay and the other survivors.
So soon? I'm impressed. I'm suspicious.
You don't believe me?
Not yet. I hear the words, but not the sincerity.
You had your opportunity to object, Ariel. You were in the minority. After 7 years, the great ship Enterprise comes to repatriate a small group of insignificant people.
Mistress Ariel, I hear the words, but not the sincerity.
You should listen more carefully. Excuse me, mistress. I have matters to attend to elsewhere.
With your permission, we'd like to begin our search immediately.
By all means. I'm sure Counselor Troy and the others can see to that without you. If I recall, you had a gesture of goodwill you wished to give to me.
Well, certainly that can wait until we've recovered the survivors.
Are you suggesting that the women in your party are incapable of accomplishing that task without the help of a man?
Not at all. Lieutenant Yar and Counselor Troy are completely qualified.
You're very generous with your praise. Inform them that you will remain here with me.
Riker to Lieutenant Yar.
This is Yar.
In the interest of diplomatic relations, I'll remain here with Mr. Spiata while you conduct our search.
Commander?
You have your instructions.
Relax. We have much to discuss. Set phasers to stun. I wish they weren't necessary.
A justified precaution, Counselor. Mr. Spiata observed that Mr. Ramsay and his men are dangerous.
Lieutenant Yard Enterprise.
Go ahead, Tasha.
3 to beam to the location of that platinum trace, Geordi.
Coordinate set.
Energize. Tasha!
Welcome. I've been expecting you.
Guard the bridge.
LaForge here.
Status report.
82 more reported cases of the virus, sir. Dr. Crusher's converted the holodeck into an isolation ward.
And the away team?
Well, no recent contact, sir, but I have informed them of the medical situation up here and of the growing Romulan threat to our neutral zone outpost.
Keep your advice. You have the bridge until Commander Riker returns.
Engineering reports, computer mouth. I'm sorry. Getting sick.
I'm sure half the ship knows that by now. Report to sick bay, Lieutenant.
Engineering to bridge.
LaForge here.
The computer won't accept the variant climate controls.
On my way.
With all respect, Lieutenant, there are people to do that job now.
The Forest Engineering. Lieutenant Wong knows that system. I'm sure she'll be able to resolve all problems. Worf? Thanks for the advice.
How did you find me?
Actually, it was quite simple. Angel One has no platinum. Enterprise scanners did the rest.
Platinum, was it? My wings. I kept them for their sentimental value.
Where are the other survivors, Mr. Ramsey?
Oh, they're nearby. They're packing, as a matter of fact, since we can no longer remain here.
7 years on an alien planet. And I sense no anticipation, no excitement of being rescued.
What is it that you think that you're rescuing me from? My shipmates and I have all taken wives, a few even have children. You can't rescue a man from a place that he calls his home.
Why were you so hesitant at first to tell us about the Odin survivors?
Because Ramsey and his men are anarchists. I had to make sure you weren't here to fuel their struggle. I like the way your eyes pick up the color of your tunic.
It's not our position to interfere in the domestic affairs of other societies.
But you can interact.
Of course. Otherwise, how can we learn?
Is that why you're here with me tonight? To learn?
Yes.
About our society?
Yes.
Well, in our society, it is the men who are the fortunate ones, enjoying all life has to offer. Why we women devote ourselves to the obligation of making life work.
In our society, we share the responsibilities and the pleasures equally. Which is why I'm able to be here with you while the women of the away team go to find Ramsey.
You have to remind me to thank them when they come back for giving us this time. You resist? Don't you find me attractive?
Yes, I find you very attractive.
You attract me like no man ever has.
It's not my function to seduce or be seduced by the leader of another world.
It's not the reason.
No, it's not. But will you still respect me in the morning?
I hope so.
Thank you, Trent.
You may go.
Compliments of the USS Enterprise. It's called an Albany meditation crystal.
Very impressive. And now I must repay you in kind.
Five months on a rescue pod, no bigger than this room, is an eternity I hope none of you will ever have to face.
When we finally made it here, we thought we'd died and gone to heaven.
You've seen the women on this planet. They're tall and strong and very lovely. But after the newness wore off, we started to see how the men were treated. There's no vote. There's no opinions. There's no respect.
None of which is your concern any longer, Mr. Ramsey. Call the others in, please. It's time to leave.
Despite their problems, Lieutenant, we happen to like it here on Angel One. We're not going anywhere.
But Mistress Beata...
Mistress Beata be damned. Her wish is not my command and neither is yours. You can't force us to go.
Mr. Ramsey is correct, Counselor.
The Odin was not a starship, which means her crew is not bound by the Prime Directive. If he and the others wish to stay here, there is absolutely nothing we can do about it.
Bridge to sick bay. How are you doing, Doctor?
We have more sick than we do beds. So far, I've been forced to confine over 300 to their private quarters.
We're going to be seriously undermanned if we're forced to engage the Romulans in battle.
The Romulans are your problem, Lieutenant. Trying to find an inoculant is mine. This virus mutates every 20 minutes. But we haven't had any fatalities. Yet.
If this continues, there'll be no one left to run the ship.
If this continues, Lieutenant LaForge, nobody will be healthy enough to care.
Yard to Enterprise.
Enterprise here. Go ahead.
Prepare to beam 3 to our previous location, Geordi. After regrouping with Commander Riker, we'll return to the ship.
I suggest you make that on the double, Tasha. We have a real medical emergency brewing up here.
1/3 of the crew is down, and the latest information from the neutral zone outpost is that more Romulan vessels are converging on that area.
I'll inform the commander. Yar out. One thing before we go. You said you were expecting us. Why?
I can't answer that.
We wish you well, Mr. Ramsey. Energize.
They're gone.
Refreshing change to be with a man who knows what he wants.
And doesn't have to be told by a woman.
Exactly. I knew you were bright enough to understand. See, women by our very nature want only what is best for their men.
Men are not objects to be possessed, Mistress Beata.
Of course they're not. It was merely a figure of speech. Enter. What is so important you find it necessary to intrude upon my privacy?
They have returned, Mistress, but without Ramsay or the others.
Your advanced technology has proven inadequate?
What happened, Tasha?
Mr. Ramsay and the other survivors refused to leave.
You gave me your solemn word.
I'm sorry. There's nothing else we can do.
I'm sorry as well. Since you refuse to take them with you, I am left with no choice but to sentence them all to death. It looks horrible, tastes worse, but it's absolutely guaranteed to make you feel better. I knew you'd like it. Are you wearing cologne? Like something I smelled earlier, something Klingon.
Lieutenant Worf and I detected the same scent when we bumped into your son at the holodeck.
It's that smell. That's how the virus travels. An airborne particle The sweet scent inspires deep inhalation. And once inside the body, becomes that damn virus. I have work to do.
You're excused, Doctor.
What's the latest on the Enterprise's medical situation?
Dr. Crusher feels the virus will undoubtedly run unchecked through the entire ship. Attempts to develop an inoculant have so far ended in failure. Lieutenant LaForge still has bridge command pending your return, sir.
And what about the Romulans entering the neutral zone?
The border outpost reports a contingent of 7 Romulan battlecruisers within sensor range. The USS Berlin has answered the distress call. However, should hostilities erupt, both the outpost and the starship will be outgunned. It is felt that the Enterprise's presence in the area will be a vital show of force.
Some show of force. The Enterprise could fly in autopilot. But with that virus knocking down our crew, we're going to be in sorry shape if things turn ugly.
I think it's time we leave this place.
It doesn't feel right to leave while Beata is determined to execute those people.
She has to find them first. Ramsey and his bunch have been fugitives for years. I suspect he's pretty good at evading capture.
Something's wrong.
Before you go back to your ship, there's something I want you to see.
We were no harm to anyone.
Why did you tell them where to find us?
You brought this upon yourself. You and the traitor. One does not need the technology of the Enterprise to follow Mistress Ariel sneaking out to warn her husband. Let her stand with him now. For tomorrow they will die together.
You claim to be an advanced society, and yet you resort to executions in order to suppress those who don't share your views?
I don't expect you to understand.
Why? Because I'm only a man?
You'll accomplish nothing with that attitude.
Mistress Beata, if you had an alternative to the execution of Ramsey and his followers, would you take it?
Is that not the way of an advanced society?
Then let us meet with the men from Odin one last time. Let me try to convince them to leave here with us.
Will you also include those from this world who unwisely choose to follow Ramsey and his group?
Yes, all of them.
Mistress Beata is willing to give you a second chance. We're prepared to take your entire group with us.
That's very kind of you. But we're not going.
Haven't you been paying attention, Ramsey? You're scheduled to be executed tomorrow.
You don't want to die. We don't want to leave either.
There's no time to debate the issues. You're going with us whether you choose to go or not.
Excuse me, Commander. But removing any of these people against their will would be a violation of several Starfleet regulations, not the least of which would be the Prime Directive.
I realize that, Mr. Data. I'd rather face a court-martial than live with the guilt of leaving these people to their death. Commander Riker to the Enterprise.
This is the Enterprise. Crusher here.
It must be worse up there than we thought.
Doctor, where's Lieutenant LaForge?
He's right here, but he's in bad shape.
Notify the transporter room. I have 14 to beam up.
I can't allow it. This virus is totally out of control here.
Doctor, these people are facing their death down here.
They might be facing the same thing up here. Until I have a better idea what I'm dealing with, no one can beam up. I'm sorry, Will, but you must wait.
Understood. Doctor, would this virus have any effect on Mr. Data?
Not likely.
You're going back there alone. I want you to get the Enterprise into the neutral zone before it's too late.
This is Data, standing by to beam up.
What of them?
I don't know, Deanna.
Mistress Beata invites you to witness this morning's reaffirmation of Angel One's moral imperative.
Is that the civilized word for murder on this world?
You send Mistress Beata our regrets.
The Elected One will not look fondly upon you.
Enterprise to Commander Riker.
They're still here.
Riker here. Data, I gave you direct orders to get to the neutral zone immediately. Explain the delay.
To be precise, Commander, you ordered me to reach the neutral zone before it is too late.
After relieving Lieutenant LaForge, I computed the length of time the border outpost
and the USS Berlin can safely withstand a Romulan attack, deducted our time to destination at maximum warp speed. That leaves Dr. Crusher 48 minutes to develop an inoculant to the virus.
Which means there's still time for us to do something.
48 minutes.
47, sir.
Perhaps, Data. Perhaps. Thank you for following my orders so precisely, Data. On second thought, Trent, we would be honored to witness your moral imperative in action.
We have determined that the heretical teachings of Ramsey and his followers are inconsistent with harmonious life on Angel One. Our patient efforts to silence revolutionary voices have failed. Therefore, we are left with none but the most final alternative. As you can see, we are not without compassion. Your deaths will be swift and painless.
Mistress Beata, before we see living examples of your compassion, may I speak?
Is this a plea for leniency?
Nothing of the sort. As the governing body of Angel One, you're entitled to execute your laws or your citizens as you see fit.
Make your point so we can proceed with this unpleasant business.
When you spoke of the prisoners, you used the term revolutionary. Indeed, death has been known to stop revolutions. But I suspect it's not a revolution that Angel One is hoping to stop. It's evolution. Mr. Ramsey and the Odin survivors did not initiate the waves of dissent that are rippling through your planet. Their presence here merely reinforced the change in attitudes between men and women that was already well underway. They became symbols around whom others who shared their views could gather. You may eliminate the symbols, but that does not mean death to the issues which those symbols represent. No power in the universe can hope to stop the force of evolution. Be warned. The execution of Mr. Ramsey and his followers may elevate them to the status of martyrs. Martyrs cannot be silenced.
We will adjourn to consider your words.
Thank you.
I don't know if it was enough.
Sick Beta Bridge.
Go ahead, Doctor.
Bingo, Data.
Bingo? I fail to see the relevance, Doctor. Is that not a reference to an ancient Earth game?
It's also a reference to success, Data. I've got the inoculant.
Excellent, Doctor. We still have 17 minutes left. I will inform the away team immediately. Enterprise to Riker.
We are now ready to have you beamed up, Commander.
Data. Ramsey and the prisoners are with us in the Great Hall. I want you to lock in the transporter. Prepare to evacuate the entire group.
But for now, stand by.
Understood, Commander.
After careful consideration, this legislature has voted to stay the execution of the prisoners. Their children will be returned to them immediately. Do not rejoice prematurely. Ramsey and his followers are to be exiled to a distant and unpopulated region. Life will be difficult there, with little time left for revolutionary or evolutionary upheaval. As some have observed, we may not be able to stop evolution, but perhaps we can reduce it to a slow crawl. For a man can be very clever, Commander Riker.
Riker to Enterprise. Belay my previous order, Mr. Data. There will now be only three to beam up.
Welcome home. It's good to be back.
Are they recovering?
Slowly, but yes.
And the captain?
The captain is fine, thank you. Mr. Data has been briefing me on the away team's comportment number one.
We improvised, sir.
I look forward to your reports.
Don't we have a call to pay on the Romulans, Captain?
Indeed we do. Mr. Data, set course for the neutral zone. Warp 6.
Coordinates set. Warp 6 on your mark, sir. Sir?
Engage.